Praise the Lord. Ishmael must be separated from Isaac. The carnal church must be separated from the spiritual church. Listen, church. God has his elect. Hallelujah. Even the Holy Ghost, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us that the reason why the Antichrist is restrained is because of him that let it, until he be taken out of the way. It is because the Holy Ghost is still here. Let me tell you, we are the reason why there is still some element of peace on earth. Watch and see what the devil will do, Satan will do, when the rapture takes place. I believe with the whole of my heart that people of like faith, that if we can come together and pray, hallelujah, and pray, God will step down. Hallelujah. And the plan of the enemy to Islamize us, he will scatter it. Now, is it possible? Is it possible? Is there anything too hard for God to do? How do you read the Bible? Can't you see how Israel, tiny Israel as they are, all surrounding nations are afraid of them? So what is the separation process? He said, cast him away. Cast him away. Hallelujah. Cast him away from Isaac. It means there is going to be a separation process. Like I spoke on Friday vigil here, the separation is already going on now. The important thing is separation. Whichever way the story goes, all it is to achieve is separation. And I tell you, I say, there is separation going on now. Oh, glory be to God. How is the separation to take place? That he's using the reapers. But listen first, because when I bring the reapers, we shall be going to wheat and tares. So let me not go that way, because these are true children of God. But carnal. I didn't say Christian Association of Nigeria, they are not Christians. I said they are Christians that have left the world. What is the process of separation? Hallelujah. The difference, he makes a difference between the elect and the carnal children of God. What does he use? Revelation. See what he did in the process of that separation. In Genesis chapter 25, can we read it from verse 1? Then again, Abraham took a wife after the death of Sarah. And her name was who? Keturah. And she bare him Zimran, and Joshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuah. And Joshan begat Sheba, and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Ashrim, and Lethushim, and Leomim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and see, all these are names of denominations. And these were the children of Keturah. Verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had unto who? He gave some or all. He gave all. But, verse 6, unto the sons of the concubines. Hey. Concubines. Which Abraham had. Abraham gave gifts. Because even Hagar was a concubine. Okay, let's read on. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, what What did Abraham give them? Shout it very well. He gave them gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. So, what did he use to separate them? When it was time for them to be separated, he called first, hallelujah, the son of promise, Isaac. The Bible says all. And then he called the other denominations. Hallelujah. That is why they call their names. There is a reason why, you know, Bible is very detailed when he wants to bring out a point. He called their names. He called their names. Different names. Hallelujah. And there are many, but there is only one son of promise. Isaac. Okay. He gave them gifts. But he gave Isaac all. The all there, it included the gifts. Hallelujah. That means there is something that he gave Isaac that he didn't give the sons of the concubines. Brethren, the spiritual church has something that the denominations don't have. Listen, and what is it we boast about? It is revelation. There are other things that Abraham told Isaac that those other denominations didn't know. And we will know it later. What was it? Hallelujah. By the time we go to the next chapter, after Abraham is dead now, oh, glory be to God. We don't hear anything again about the children of, are you hearing me? The concubines, they have gone. All they need is gifts. That is why I say, please, anti-message believers, stop calling those gifts of the devil. Not all of them. Until you are sure. Because there are, many of them are genuine gifts. And that is all they know. Power, anointing, speaking tongue, mighty miracles, signs and wonders. But come and show them ordinary water baptism, they can't see it. That is what God used to separate the two churches. The spiritual church and the carnal church. You see, by the time we come to chapter 26, can we read it? Because it's a Bible study. 26 verse 1. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down. You see, God began to deal with him now. God began to lead him. That's the difference. Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Now, let me just quickly make a comment here. Take note that there was famine in the land. And it's important we take this note. There was famine in the land. Like we are now having famine, period of depression in this part of the world, this country, Nigeria. And listen, hallelujah, we need God's direction. A moment like this, follow the word of God for prosperity. And Isaac followed the instruction of the Lord. Yes, he said, don't go here. Don't go to Egypt. But dwell here. This is where, stay in this land. This is where I will bless you and your seed after you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Now that depression is going on, people will be using their ideas. You want to do it like the world, you will crash. Follow God's own principles for prosperity. So much until, by the time we come to verse 12, because he obeyed, verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward. That is, he made progress. He progressed and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Once you can remain and hold faithfully unto the word of God. I think that's, is there a scripture that says, he that goes with sheep sowing, weep at. But why sowing? You are sowing and weeping, Abby. You are sowing and you are crying. The scripture is Psalm 126, verse 6. Thank you. The scripture I was trying to quote, Psalm 126 and verse 6. Can we read it? Psalm 126 and verse 6. Okay. Verse 4. Let me read it from verse 4. It says, see the prayer. It says, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Verse 5. They that sow in tears. That's the scripture I'm looking for. What will happen? They shall reap in joy. And verse 6. It says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. You sow in tears, you will reap in joy. The meaning of that scripture is not head knowledge, it's practical. Hallelujah. But you will soon come back rejoicing, bearing precious seed. In a time like this, that is when every one of us should go back to God's principle of prosperity and study it very, very well. Study it very, very well. And everything is all summed up in sowing and reaping, in giving and receiving. And whatever we tell you to do here in the name of the Lord for your progress, do it. This is the time now to allow God to lead us. Isaac allow God to lead him and see the testimony. In the time of famine, he sowed. And then that same year, his harvest was hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him because he obeyed the Lord and stayed where God told him to stay. If he had left that place and decided to go to Egypt because he learned something is happening there, he will go there and become another slave. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me read on. Okay, after the separation, see what happened. That is how you will know. Understand that Isaac was giving all, but Ishmael and all the sons of the concubine and all the denominations, only gifts. And Abimelech, where is it? Verse 15. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earthly ideas. With earth. And our fathers of the faith, they are the apostles. After Abraham died, the wells that Abraham dug, the Philistines went and used earth, sand, and covered everything. After our fathers in the faith died, the apostles died, the Philistines, the Cana church, they came and used human ideas and came with their carnality and covered all the wells that spring forth living waters. The word of God corrupted everything. And so, it means there is something about those wells that Abraham told Isaac. He gave him the location of those wells and told him the benefit of those wells and told him, hallelujah, the nutrients that were in the water in those wells, they are fresh water. Oh, glory be to God. But those sons of the concubines, the denominations, they didn't know anything about it because Abraham didn't tell them. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed us and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Oh, glory be to God. And Isaac's servants dig in the valley and found there a well of springing water. Listen, if I close this sermon now, you now know why we are not a denomination. See, it's important. Why won't Isaac go and dig another well somewhere? Take note. Hallelujah. Take note. Amen. He went and located those same wells and dug those same wells. If you read further, when he dig one, they will come and fight him. He will go and dig another one, they will come and fight him. And but a point of note is that the same wells he dug them, the same name that his father Abraham gave that well during the analog period, in the digital period, oh glory be to God, hallelujah, he gave the same analog name in the digital period. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. What are those wells? They are the apostolic doctrines, the apostolic faith. Isaac, the promised child, got a revelation that the denomination didn't get. The elect of God, known as the bride of Christ, have a revelation that the denominations never get. I have had a pastor, a popular pastor, that people disturb themselves about water baptism. It is because he does not have knowledge of the importance of water baptism. But we know the importance of water baptism because our father told us. But he didn't tell them. So you should pity them. Don't fight them. You pity them. And pity those that they are gathering. Hallelujah. And does it mean that he is not a seed of God? No. Don't think he's not. He cannot go beyond what he is given. God gave them gifts. And they know nothing beyond that. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. They are true children of God. Hallelujah. The only reason is because they are Ishmaelites. And then, a group of people suddenly wake up the separation time, using the voice of a man in this age, pointing us back to the scripture. They call him all manner of names. But God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have called a revelation System. And some of you, we are Catholic, what do you call them? Mass servants. You were following the priest to drink wine during communion. Only two of you, they drink the wine. Then you give the bread to. But how can you go and visit somebody and give him bread to eat and you don't give him water to drink to clean it up? That's punishment. Why do they do like that? You give somebody bread to eat. Then you refuse to give him water to bring it down. Then you turn and then you shock you alone. And we thought that that was serving God. But our eyes of understanding, he has opened up our eyes. Victory is ours. Who we have to take down in the bar. To Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded. Adoption.
We are born of
you. Adoption. Full authority.
We are. Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know something? It is thus said the Lord to Sarah. Sarah, you will have a child. No matter how old you are, you will have a child. It is a promise of God. A seed is coming. Thus said the Lord. And the word was made flesh. Oh, glory be to God. In the womb of an old woman, 90 years old, we are the word made flesh today.
This is what the scripture says. And that makes us sing with thee. Redeemed and perfect with us.
Verse 24 of Genesis 26. After Isaac went and restored all that the Philistines destroyed, the restoration ministry, it is after them. And the Lord appeared unto him, to Isaac, the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father, fear not, for I am with thee. and we multiply thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. You never hear that before the sons of the concubine. Hallelujah. For the sake of all the sufferings that the apostles went through to preserve this scripture for us, and you have come to identify with their suffering. They killed them. They fed them to lions. They persecuted them. They burnt them in the stakes. They hanged them. They crucified them. They put them in prison. They tortured them, inhuman torture. All to preserve this faith. And despite all that the devil has done, you have come back to restore those wells. The blessing. All the blessings that are spoken in this scripture, he said, I will give you. You are not following. If you were following what I am saying, you will be so excited, hallelujah, you will be so excited to hear that because we are part of the restoration ministry, the revival that God has restored for this end time belongs to us. It belongs to us. Hallelujah. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Everything around us is free. Operate your gifts without hindrance. No barriers of any man-made do's and don'ts. Our guide is the Bible. Don't let anybody tell you his opinion of how you should serve God. Always the time has come when we shall say, can you show me by the scripture what you are saying? If they cannot show you by the scripture, there is nothing I am doing that is breaking any scripture, then leave me alone to enjoy the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. No barriers. Serve God. You don't have to go to Bible school before you serve God. It's a barrier. Don't limit yourself to any article of faith. Our article of faith is the Bible. And freely we receive this grace. We will not charge anybody directly or indirectly to pay. Hallelujah. We have our distinct identity. We are separated from the world. We will not serve God like the denomination serve, because we are serving him now by revelation, by faith. Upon that rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, that is why we are not a denomination. But if you allow me just 5 minutes, I will drop something so that I can conclude this. It's important. I want to address us. Isaac also had twins. I know, you know where I am going. If the entire message of restoration that God brought the message through that man, William Branham, in the womb of that message, there are twins there. There are two groups of people in the womb of Rebecca, Isaac's wife. The gathering of the so-called entire message believers have two groups. They are Esau and Jacob. There is Esau and Jacob that the child of promise, although he dug the well, their doctrines are correct. Their deeds are correct. Their apostolic doctrine. They said they are restored. They are followers of the message. But there is Esau and there is Jacob in the message. Oh, glory be to God. Right from the womb, they started fighting. The two groups have been fighting. For a long time, they have been fighting. Two groups. One group is carnal. The other group is also spiritual. One group, in the following of the ministry of William Branham, watched them. Brother Branham said, Brother Branham said, Brother Branham said, Brother Branham said, they are busy looking at the prophet. Another group is looking at the message. And the two groups are there today. And also, among this group, oh, glory be to God, there are two groups of ministers that are producing these two groups of people. The other group, amen, all their focus, like Esau, is on what they will eat. If you go to any of these inter-message churches, the reason why you don't see the five-fold ministry in operation there, there's only one pastor. He doesn't even have associate pastor. He doesn't have any ministers. In Bride Assembly here, you will see them, all the ministers have offices. So there, one of them goes in sheet on top of his seat in his office today, but make I not talk that one. Amen. But when you go to this Esau assembly, they are the ones that looked at what William Branham said and what they could pick there. They say all the tithe belong to the pastor. Only the pastor collects the tithes in the churches. What is their interest? Esau was food. Because of food that Esau will eat. Hallelujah. While Esau, who is supposed to be the senior, he came first. Hallelujah. But his leg, Jacob, hold up. Oh, Jacob. Amen. Okay. Now. All, he was the senior. He was the senior. But he did not know the importance of the birthright. What is the birthright? It doesn't mean anything to him. All he's after is the food that he will eat. But there is Jacob. And I am Jacob. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. While Esau's focus is in what he will eat, Jacob was looking at the birthright. Throughout my years in the intermission from 1990 to 1998, I moved to four churches. I had only one problem. Where is the God of Elijah? Where is the power side of the gospel? Where is the brotherly love? Where is the five-fold ministry? What is happening? Why are the sons of the concubines enjoying gifts and no gift among us? We come and they are speaking grammar, speaking English. Instead of bringing Bible, they bring sermon books of William Branham. And what are they doing? I was grumbling. I was looking for the birthright. Hallelujah. And by all means, Jacob collected the birthright. Oh, glory be to God. And when Jacob, suddenly Esau discovered that Jacob had collected the birthright, he has lost everything. The next thing he did was to go after the life of Jacob. It's not a contract you entered. Why are you after him again to kill him? Church, you will not understand what I am saying, but may God grant you understanding. You don't know the history of this move that God has placed a ministry, Bride Assembly, that the whole world is listening to now. From 1998 till now, this message has been in this country from early 1970s. But did you know about the message? You didn't know. Because there was nothing to attract you to it. The cross of Calvary has benefits. A Christian should not be under any bondage like that. These signs shall follow them that believe. We are the signs. Will Abraham say every true church, this 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 9 spiritual gifts must be there. He said if the gifts are not there, something is wrong. As soon as this church started, Esau began to go after Jacob. Come and see how they were persecuting me. They even wrote books, calling me all manner of names. They say I am not in the message. They say I have gone this. Some say I went to get power from TB Joshua. Another one says, Sele, bury me. Another one says, because I was enjoying the birthright that they rejected. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. But let me summarize it this way. I say all this to the glory of God. And I say it to challenge the people. Before this happened, God showed me in 1990 what will happen. I didn't understand until it began to manifest. And that is why I am saying this confidently, as this was speaking to me as I was preparing this message. That they fought me. They will not come near me. Association of inter-message pastors. They came together. Those that were my pastors, my minister friends, everywhere. They said, if anybody visits Pastor Alu's church, we will not go to that brother's church for anything. They will excommunicate him from their association. What is my offense? Because I'm enjoying the birthright. Hallelujah. None of the prophets you see in this church came here with that gift. We came here and we went to the cross. We want the benefit. We want the Holy Ghost. Where is the God of William Marion Abraham? And he came down and began to bless us. And the power was manifesting, and people were coming here. And people were attracting here, and they are saying it cannot be an inter-message church. The whole world. Is there any inter-message church that is big? Are they not small? So you see, because he lowered the bar, he allowed all manner of things. There are women dressed anyhow. There is no lie they didn't speak concerning me. They said all manner of things. But hallelujah. While they were doing that, amen. Hallelujah. We didn't hear anything again about Esau. We only began to hear what was happening with Jacob. By the time Jacob finished equipping himself in the house of Laban, and he was now returning home, hallelujah, he met with God and his identity changed. Hallelujah. His identity changed. And the first thing we notice, he made friends with Esau. Exactly what the Lord showed me in 1990. Now, inter-message churches are inviting me. Hallelujah. Inter-message churches are gathering in Cameroon. They are gathering in northern Nigeria. They are gathering in Lagos. In fact, one has given me 1 year notice that they are having convention at the lorry, and they are the part of the group that say lie, don't have anything to do with them. The first group that invited us, and when it was time to happen, listen to what happened. Oh, glory be to God. When Jacob came down, this is very instructive. When Jacob came down, now he's coming back home after he equipped himself. He was coming. He was afraid of meeting Esau for fear of what will happen. He camped somewhere and sent a gift to Esau. Now your friend. Now let me tell you something very interesting. When God is setting his things, this is how I know I am in the perfect will of God in this ministry. Now, all of a sudden, Pastor Francis was among that minister's group. Now listen. Suddenly, he got fed up with them. His eyes of understanding opened. He came here. He was the secretary of that group. After he came here, the first meeting, He was afraid to come and tell me he's going. And I said, why not? You can go now. And I gave him transport money. You should go. Then, 2 days after, Pastor Francis, I told you, the Lord spoke to me that he is going to use Pastor Francis to be the bridge between me and the entire message people. I called you. I said, see what I had this morning. I don't know how it will happen. I don't understand. Unknown to me, as he was going, he packed magazines, he packed tapes, he packed everything, and packed plenty of them from here, and went to the meeting of all the ministers. Then he now told them, brethren, you people may not know I am now with Pastor Alu, and he sends his greetings. I have materials, some tapes, if you are interested, you can come and collect them. They rushed, collected. After that, one by one, they were calling me. Brother Alu, Brother Alu, is this what is happening? Is this what is happening? Their eyes open. Hallelujah. That is how Esau reunited with Jacob. And this is now, hallelujah, from all over the world, they are telling themselves one after the other. All the people that were busy abusing me in their pulpits, they don't abuse me again. Hallelujah. God gave us a television station that all of them, plus internet streaming in their rooms, they are listening to what I am saying, and they are seeing no reason to fight me again. Now they are calling me to their conventions to come and tell them how to grow your ministry. Hallelujah. They are calling me to their convention to come and minister Holy Ghost baptism on them. Hallelujah. And the first meeting we went was at Jeba. They were having their meeting there, and the pastor begged me 5 months ahead. I said, these people are gathering, you want me to come? He said, brother, look, come, I am the host. And then I went with my ministers. Prophet Sunday, Prophet Joseph, Prophet, all of us, we landed there. And all their big juggernauts were sitting down on the high table. And then, hallelujah, I began to teach them how to minister Holy Ghost. And then we were there, and for the first time, they saw, you know, God himself will announce it by himself. God did it and he overdid it. He is Jehovah God overdo. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is exactly where we are. They were only carnal. But God is using this ministry to wake them up. Irrespective of people who come here, they don't understand what is happening. Carnal ministers have passed through this ministry. Sisters have passed through this ministry. Do you know some of these gifted sisters that were prophesying here, they have opened their churches? Sister that is here for years has left here and has opened their own churches. Woman. And then there are ministers who we are serving as in the evangelical team in Brother Assembly that are answering her, mommy, daddy, mommy, 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 mommy. Praise the Lord. There are prophets that left here that don't know anything about preaching other than their gifts. That are overseers, and they employ somebody and give him time to pastor while the prophet remained overseer. Did he learn anything from here? Everywhere. There are some that set up family churches. Oh, all manner of things. But it is just Satan to discredit what we are doing here. But you can never defeat the purpose of God. Because remember that each time that Isaac went to dig a well,
there was a battle.
And the battle is still going on now. Canaan people are still here. Some of them are, you know, leaders of groups. But very, very Canaan. Some of them are witches. Yes, they are witches. Hallelujah. Some of them are babalawo. Yes. Amen. So be very careful. We are here to open your eyes so that you cannot come here and be deceived again. Therefore, make your calling and election sure. For many are called, few are chosen. And remember that the foundation of God standeth sure. Then, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let them that nameth the name of the Lord do what? Depart from. Arrest my case. Arrest my case. Hymn number 198. He's coming soon. Yeah. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. 198. That's our joy. Oh, this matter will soon end. Everybody now. It's Soon. Everybody, all your neighbors around you, tell them. Tell them like a prophecy. It's coming soon. Very, very soon. Hallelujah. So no matter what you are going through, comfort ourselves with that. Let me assure you, and I am sure. I am certain that this is a move of God. And if you believe it to be a move of God, then yield yourself to it. This message is from God. It's a restoration message. And you heard the message, and you have responded this far. Now yield yourself. Let God have his way. Let no situation make you look back like Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Everything we are going through is temporary. We have a faithful God. He will see us through. Hallelujah.